year that Brandon Simpson disappeared. Part 1. The Surreal Bowling Tournament. It's Foundation Day! It's good to get a break from all that serious research that he had been deeply into for the last 4.5 months. Brendan has found great weakness in the Great Alarm's systems. He has been making machines, assembling energy rocks to combat the alarm, and he knows he's done it a lot of damage when he launched that homemade missile into deep space to explode into the alarm's nervous system. Sky had a strange greenish color and the strange burn smell was everywhere for days. Now, Brendan was a champion at the top of his game. For years, he had studied the finest aspects of bulbetterology and honed it to a Zen samurai edge. He had won awards as the Canadian champion. Posable action toys of him in action are still a big seller in the Great White North. So that's how he gets invited to play, to compete in a custom party slash bowling throwdown of epic proportions. With all the legends of the game. Yesterday's gunslingers to today's top bowling cultists. The winner of this one walks away with $4 million. And travel and lodging all paid for by the government of Uglavaria, where the competition is held. 3 days away. And he doesn't bother to tell anybody. His mind is elsewhere. He buys a costume. It's one of the rhinestone-studded jumpsuits that Elvis once wore, with long leather fringes dangling from the arms. That and a pair of tall demon boots that the band Kiss wore 1974 tour. Simpson had come by these items from bull gambling wins and from debts paid off from otherwise broke players. He knew as soon as he'd walked into the place that he was going to be in for something bizarre. 2 men at the door in mafia-like suits, odd white sunglasses with flashing red lights on their faces. They checked his creds and stepped aside. The place smelled of exotic incense coiling from many censers. A midget in a Chris Titan mask chortled by, chasing a laughing lady in a scuba diving outfit. The foot fins flapping on the tile floor. People were openly smoking cigars and cigarettes. Jugglers passed by with flaming clamshells whirling in their hands. A bowling convention with celebrity speeches. Classic matches on the movie screen. Many bowling wares to be bought and sold. Simpson had a room reserved for him. He dragged his bags to room 101 on the 4th floor. A modest but clean and classy room. A large bathroom. a big Fantasmia TV over the living room. Brendan had heard about these. The most comfy beds anywhere, made by gene splicing sponges and mamushkas. It's a living meat plant. So warm and soft and so cozy. He lay on it to get the full effect, and he was out like a light. Sleeping for an hour and a half until his wristwatch woke him with a violent shake.